My first year was much more difficult than I imagined it was going to be. I had kind of set myself up to be really emotionally ready to handle all the stresses. I thought that I had figured out how to avoid getting into habits that would make me be really sad about stuff, or getting into like routines where you kind of, it's almost like self-punishment kind of stuff. You just kind of stop taking care of yourself. So that was something that I had done a little bit before med school, where you just kind of like stop sleeping and stop working out, stop eating right, taking care of yourself, end up kind of de-stressing by trying to smoke or drink or whatever. So I thought I had kind of gotten rid of all of that stuff and set myself up to handle medical school. And I put myself into a situation in med school where I was trying to help them fix all these problems in the curriculum. So this is a new curriculum that they're rolling out, and there was a lot of little snags here and there, and it was causing a lot of problems for the students. So I was trying to focus on all these problems, bring them to the attention of the administration, and like recommend solutions for these things. So what ended up happening was I just kind of started focusing on all the negative stuff, and I would spend a lot of time looking at all these negative things and focusing on what was wrong with my medical school education, instead of kind of doing just what I was there supposed to be doing, which was studying and learning medicine. So things got really bad the second semester of my first year, and kind of my whole class was suffering. I ended up being part of this survey team where we were analyzing survey results from the students, and it was really, really like depressing how negative most of the first year students were. So I kind of thought I was in good company with how negative I was looking at everything. But I was just kind of spiraling further and further down. And it kind of shocked me at one point towards the end of the semester, when I was talking to one of my classmates and told him, you know, I just look back on this past year and feel like I wasted most of it. I don't know, like, why I did all that stuff that I did. And from where I'm at now, I don't feel that way, that I actually wasted the year. But when he just kind of looked at me and said, he was just really shocked. He's like, really? That's really sad to hear. I'm sorry. And just that brief conversation I had with him, I realized, like, wow, maybe I'm a little bit worse off than everybody else in my class. I don't know what's going on here. So luckily I had previously applied and been accepted to the LEAPS into integrated medicine training program over the summer. At LEAPS, one of the first exercises we did was to draw on these little slips of paper, just something inspiring that you would want to have told yourself during first year, or something inspiring that you would have wanted someone to tell you. And so I kind of poured my heart out on this little piece of paper, and we went around showing these things to each other. And the first person I went to, this lady had written out the words, "I see you," on the slip of paper. And that just caught me in my tracks, and I started to tear up. And that was kind of the beginning of undoing all of the negativity and madness I had kind of built up in myself. Being around people that cared so deeply about doing medicine the right way and connecting with other humans in a very real and genuine way, that was something that I didn't see at school. So I felt like it was, you know, just finding your home. And so far this semester, that feeling has carried with me throughout the summer and into this semester. So even though I don't feel necessarily as connected to my classmates. I feel that I know that there's people out there that are with me, and just having that knowledge that I'm not alone and that I am seen, that's made a huge difference for me in this second year of my medical school. So this semester, I just kind of threw out this invitation to people saying, hey, is anybody else interested in integrated medicine? And we had this little activities fair where all the first year students come around and see what groups are available. So I set up a little poster there and just tested the waters to see if anybody's interested. And then sent out an email to the other classes, the second, third, and fourth year classes, inviting people to see if people were interested in exploring complementary and alternative medicine. And so far we've got about 15% of the student population at my school is signed up on the contact list. So there's that was also really uplifting, knowing that even though I haven't maybe directly spoken to these people or realized that there was that interest there, but it is. And yeah, I know I'm now in good company here too. So I guess one of the other things that has changed, just being able to explicitly have this clear idea of what integrative medicine is all about, because I thought it was the complementary and alternative medicine stuff. That's the stuff that really got me interested in initially. And by the CAM stuff, I mean like acupuncture and just all these different like techniques, but it's really not just that. Healing yourself and being fully present and a whole person so that you could be helping other people become whole people. And I didn't really realize that before this summer. Now I feel like I know these other people who are interested in exploring some of these other things are kind of at the stage where I was earlier last year. I'm excited to show them that it's way more than that.